Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For more of the developing news out of Rome this morning, that Pope Benedict XVI will resign at the end of the month, the first time a pope has stepped down in nearly 600 years. We're joined by former UN ambassador to the Vatican and former Boston Mayor Ray Flynn. Ray, the pope made the announcement at the end of a meeting with Vatican cardinals this morning, citing his age, 85 years old, saying he no longer has the strength suited for the position. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition on this and many other things.
Good morning, Bob.
Mr. Ambassador, were you as surprised at this announcement by Pope Benedict as most other Catholics were?
Well, Bob, I was part of the debate that was going on at the Vatican. I witnessed some of the debate at the Vatican when John Paul II passed away. And there was a big controversy of whether or not the church needed somebody younger, somebody more energetic and more, you know, able to communicate or as much as John Paul II did. But Joseph Ratzinger was Benedict XVI was the logical choice because of his knowledge of church culture, history, principles, traditions. There was some reluctance, I think, on the part of the Pope and part of some as whether or not you want somebody with his age to assume the papacy. But nonetheless, he was the logical person. So, no, I'm not really surprised because there was always that whether or not he really wanted to stay there for the long time, for a long period of time. He's a very pious but a very quiet man. And I think he probably wanted to go back to Bavaria with his brother and do a lot of prayer and a lot of study and a lot of research.
How demanding is this job?
It's an extraordinarily demanding position. You not only travel to continents and countries, but you meet with a very diverse, very changing, very climatic culture in the world, from the Middle East to Africa to, you know, all over the world, really. And the church is changing with, and so it requires the presence of the Pope and the presence of the influence and the moral influence of the Catholic Church. And when you can't do that, it you know, world peace is affected, the stability of many regions is affected. Benedict XVI, I'm sure, recognizes this, that he can't be that person that the Church and the world needs because of his age and his declining health. So I think he's doing what is in the best interest of the Catholic Church. I think it's also in the best interest of our culture and the world community, because the Catholic Church does, in fact, have a moral voice. So this is a very demanding job. I don't think people understand.
Well, given what you're saying, and given the fact that this resignation is the first in almost 600 years by a pope, when the cardinals meet in conclave toward the end of March, at least that's the expected time right now, to elect a new pope, do you think that there will be great pressure to elect a younger pope this time around, a younger man to this very demanding position?
Well, I remember when John Paul II was, Karol Wojtyła was elected, some people said he was a little bit too young. And then I remember I was at the Vatican when Joseph Ratzinger was elected, and some people say he was too old. I think you'll see a balance somewhere, some combination of both age, strength, and enthusiasm. Joseph Ratzinger never lost his enthusiasm, but sometimes the body slows down and he just realizes that he's not able to do all the things that a younger person can do, and he loved the position, and he knows that he can keep on making contributions, but at the same time, the mind is willing, but the body is weak.
Former Vatican Ambassador Ray Flynn, former Boston Mayor Ray Flynn, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. We appreciate it.
Sure, Bob. God bless.